Blog Talk Radio.
This is GTS Swag Radio. Stay fresh on the ones and twos. Stay tuned.
And DJ J Prince. Today we are going to talk about fashion. You are going to find if you're a trendsetter or basic. We are going to hear some fashion do's and don'ts from Cousin. Also, give you some trends for the summer and more. Call in now to tune in at 773-897-6231. Again, that's 773-897-6231. I'm about to play a song by Plies, Riz, Carter, Ray here.
I don't know what I want to call it.
Bumping shooter, I'm my own shooter. All this ice, I'm my own jewelry. Six lawyers and they all jewelry. I'm the star, this is my move. Pinky ring, 250 on it. Guess it's safe to say, nigga, I get a bunch of budget on it. Ran off on the floor twice. He started calling, I ain't calling back. He said he did me on his last out. Guess nobody heard, cause nobody bought his last out. I got a Delta, go to house. That little pussy got some power. Born broke, but I'ma die rich. Lonnie Flash could get the order fit. I'm surviving in the Ritz Carlton. Got to stick all the Ritz Carlton. Counting the meal, right the Ritz Carlton. Water for me, baby, pull up at the Ritz Carlton. I'm surviving in the Ritz Carlton. Got to stick all the Ritz Carlton. Counting the meal, right the Ritz Carlton. Water for me, baby, pull up at the Ritz Carlton. Everything gon' be brand new. Called her a mangler, cause she ran too. Say she want me to take the rubber off. Told her people here want ice water. Bitch, knock it off. All the cribs came with elevator. Old school paint the same color, nine later. Say if you ain't got haters, you ain't poppin'. Market on rap, beef, let's shoot it out. That's how I'm rockin'. Okay. Trap money made six figures. If you thuggin' out, it better keep a rockin' with you. In front of demons in a blackjack, told her if the head by swear by a new ass. I spend money for the fuck up. I stay flushing for the rush up. I wanna have me about 10 kids, give a meal a piece and tell them I do what your daddy did. I'm surviving in the Ritz Carlton. Got to stick all the Ritz Carlton. Counting the meal right at Ritz Carlton. Wanna bump it, baby, pull up at the Ritz Carlton.
Ok, Okay, as you guys know, when we left off, we were talking about our topic, fashion. So what is fashion to you, DJ J Prince?
Fashion to me is a style or how you rock. Like, do you wear hats every day? What color? What shoes do you wear? Glitter, Nike, Jordan, what do you wear? Like, anything. Fashion is your clothes, your smell, anything that you put your brand on.
Okay, fashion to me is the way you dress. Because everybody dresses different. Some people might dress in dresses and things like that, but you know they add different things and things like that to make their fashion. It's like their individuality is put into their clothes and things like that. And everybody dresses different because if we didn't, we would have the same outfit and things like that on. But everybody else has a different way of fashion because we all have a different way of what we look at things. Okay, fashion, a popular trend, especially in styles of dress. And that is what the Google definition of fashion, and we gave y'all our definitions. So if y'all have a definition of fashion, y'all want to share with the Swag Radio cast, y'all can text our number and tell us our number at 770-760-3038. You got something else to say, Princess Nina? Okay, we will tell y'all more when we get back. So DJ J Prince, please tell us what song you're spinning for us.
I'm about to play by O.T. Genesis. Cut it. Cut it. Woo! Cut it.
Yeah. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Running through bands on a regular,
cash.
Hitting my plug on a Sally. Tell my ex bitch that I'm sorry.
My bad.
I'ma skate off in a Rari. Key 36 by my side. I'ma go bake me a pie. Key 45 on my side. Fuck with my niggas, you die.
Bah.
All of my niggas say blood.
Yeah.
All of my niggas say cuz. OC, I found me a plug.
Gee.
I got it straight out the mug.
Gee.
Keep it 100,
no
books. I fell in love with the drugs.
Yeah.
Busting it down in the tub. Pay me my money in dubs. Water whipping, looking like a fishing baseball in the kitchen. With my arm, my pitcher, rolling on his glisten. I'm a donut kissing. Yeah. Niggas steady tripping, so I steady gripping. Yeah. Dirty money on me, got a scallop on me. Yeah. I don't fuck with phony, bout to sell a pony. All these niggas on me, all these bitches on me. Say my price is good, motherfucker. Yeah. Show. Cut it, 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 cut it. Way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Women bought a 911 with my trap money. A million up, but still ain't never touched my rap money.
Now
I'm out in L.A. fucking with that boy O.T.
What's poppin'?
Flew to L.A., got a plug on that O.G. You know I been getting money, if you know me.
You know that.
When I first met my plug, I told him I pissed 100 G's.
What?
I ain't coming to get it unless you got 100 P's.
100.
I don't want it, fuck it. Your price, you need to cut it.
Nah.
Your ice, you need to tuck it. She f*** with me, she lucky.
Yeah.
A half a million, all 20s in that Gucci luggage.
Stupid.
Let's get the small talk.
Hey.
It's time to talk numbers.
Hey.
Young nigga playing with commas.
Stop.
Might go get a lamp for the summer.
Uh-huh.
I've been out here in these streets all my life hustling. My beefing, then I'm beefing wrong, but right I'm busting. My trap house, I love it.
I love it.
Put some forges on my old school and I had to gut it.
What?
But should I put a roof in it?
Cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it, cut it,
shout.
Cut it, cut it,
shout. Shout.
Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Them pipes is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Okay, and we are back. Now, when we were on, we asked the question, what does fashion mean to you? Now, does fashion matter? If so, why? And we're going to have some quotes and things like that from some famous people or designers and things like that, and they're going to tell you their opinion. But now we're asking each other, does fashion matter to you, DJ J Prince?
Yes.
Why does it matter to you?
Because it's the way of style that you dress. So, say, for example, Princess Nina dressed just like me. I wouldn't like her dressing just like me. Because then I'll be like, why are you copying me every day? And my friends would be like, y'all had the same clothes. Isn't that creepy? And you want different styles.
So it's like individuality to you. Yes. Okay, fashion does matter to me because everybody has a different fashion. And if we didn't, then we would dress the same. And it would be boring. But, you know, if somebody started a trend, then it's like if I started a trend wearing blue hair, then people will wear blue hair, and it'll be like a trend and everything, and people will follow the fashion. So a lot of people come up with different fashions, and things follow it, and that's how it becomes a trend. Okay, from Tajashi Swaggy said, fashion inspires and brings culture together, plus you can't walk around naked. Tommy Hilfiger said, fashion helps shape individuality. I have always loved the way styles and trends are interpreted differently all over the world. Barbara Tink said, I think of fashion as a sort of gift to the world and people adoring themselves to express their feelings, and it creates memories and marks time in one's life. So those were some reasons why fashion, why they think fashion is important to them. And some quotes about fashion are, fashion is about something that comes from within you, by Ralph Lauren. Every day is a fashion show, and the world is the runway. And style is a way to say who you are without having to speak. My cousin told me that she likes the one, everyday fashion is every day is a fashion show, and the world is a one-way. I don't know why I can't remember that one or get that one down, but that's the one that she said she really liked. And I like the one because my teachers and stuff like that, it was so ironic because a day my teacher says something about a lady is supposed to be classy without even having to speak or something. And then I found this quote, and it says, style is a way to say who you are without having to speak. And that's the one I like, by Rachel Zoe. And so how would you describe your fashion, DJ J Prince?
I'll describe my fashion as urban, not too urban where my butt is showing, like some people, but urban, sometimes white boyish, but mainly urban.
Okay. My fashion, I would describe it as, if y'all know me, I am not too girly, but I am... Stop, DJ J Prince. I am not too girly, but I am not too boy-y. Like, I like to incorporate girl things with kind of boy things because I'm sort of a tomboy type, girly girl type of person.
So if I had on at my track meet, yeah, I had a track meet yesterday, and we had to wear our uniforms, right? And our uniforms are really short and girly and things like that. So with mine, I kind of put my hair back into a ponytail, a down ponytail, and it kind of made me look girly and kind of boy-y at the same way. And that's how I kind of would describe mine. It's like not too girly, but then I incorporate some of the things that boys do as well, because I think it's like a cute feel and a mixture of things. And we're going to talk about gender fluid dressing later on our show, but that's kind of what I do. But we're going to talk about that later on our show. DJ J Prince, please play us a song.
Well, I'm about to play Beyonce Formation right now.
What happened at the New Orleans? Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country I'm in. I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Yes. I like that.
I did not come to play with you hoes. I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbreads and collard greens, bitch. Oh, yes. You best to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country I'm in. Hot sauce in my bag. I see it, I want it. I stunt yellow, want it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it. I twirl on the middle, albino, alligator, El Camino with the Tilo, sipping Cuervo and Ojala. Sometimes I go hard,
I go hard,
I go hard,
I go hard.
Get what's mine,
get what's mine.
I'm a star,
I'm a star,
'cause I slay, I slay.
I play.
information. You know you that bitch when you cause all this conversation. Always say gracious, best revenge is your paper.
Girl, I hear some thunder.
Golly, look at that water, boy. Woo, Lord.
Okay, and we are back. That is Ask Mama and Pan's Box favorite song. Every time we get in the car, they start dancing and get into their mode and things like that. Y'all should see it. It'd be really funny, don't it, DJ J Prince? Ooh, lady. Anyways, okay, some fashion models are Kendall Jenner, Kate Moss, Cindy Crawford, Naomi Campbell, Tyra Banks, Twiggy, Laura Stone, Marissa Miller, and Anna Nicole Smith, and so many more. Those are some of the ones I could name. And what is a fashion show to you?
A fashion show is when people have, or designers have, different models come out and wear the things, and then walk out on the runway and do the thing.
Okay, a fashion show to me is where fashion designers and things like that, they get models, as DJ J Prince said, and they wore pieces of their clothing and things like that so then they could sell it and just show off the uniqueness of the clothing they have. And fashion show is an event in which collections of newly designed clothing are modeled for an audience. Okay, so I think about 2 or 1 week ago, the Swag Radio cast went to a fashion show called My Sister Is Still My Sister's Keeper. But sorry if I'm getting that wrong, but it's something like that. But so we went there, right, you guys, and it was a lot of boutiques and things like that and set up, and when you come in the beginning, it was a lot of things set up. So Swag Radio, we set up in the front, and in the back was the fashion show, and Pants Box was hosting for it and things like that. And that was a way for Swag Radio to get more of an audience on Swag Radio, and for us to promote the radio show and things like that. And it was a great experience because that was one of our first events we went to, actually, like, promoting it and seeing different people and talking about our what we have going on in our radio show. And then they talk to us about their business, and then we interview people and things like that. But we had a really good time. We did do a couple of interviews. We will probably put that on the website because we don't have the phones that we recorded them off of right now. Sorry for that. But we interviewed Miss Sandra D, a hairstylist, and she was telling us her background story and things like that. And we also interviewed a lady named Ashley. She's an entrepreneur like we are here at Swag Radio, and we both supported each other because we're both two entrepreneurs and things like that. Sandra D was an entrepreneur too, or is one, because at the age of, I believe she said 20 or 22, she had her own shop. And it was just a very good experience for the Swag Radio cast to go there and promote each other and things like that. Okay, so some things we saw was models, of course, and clothes and things like that. What things did you see, DJ Prince, that was a good experience for you?
Pretty women, models, clothes, a lot of people in the audience staring at me. Well, people came up asking me, was I the picture guy, because I had a camera. I do pictures, so action, but, and it was just a good experience, like Princess Nina said.
Okay, the fashion pieces, I would explain them as like a unique sort of type. They look like something that you could get from like an expensive boutique
Their clothes were mainly dresses. They had a lot of dresses on, and they were just different colors, and they had different features and things like that that came with them and different designs. One that I remember clearly was a white one. It was a white dress that a lady, a pretty lady, was wearing, and it just had gold around it and things like that. But it was really nice to me. DJ J Prince, do you remember any fashion pieces that stood out to you?
I remember this peach one, and it was a one-piece, and it went all the way to the lady's legs, like it was two. Then it stopped, like, then she wore these heels, these tall heels, and it was just a good experience, like Princess Nina.
Okay, well, we just wanted to share with y'all about a fashion show, since we are talking about fashion and some experiences that we have encountered and things like that. DJ J Prince, please spin us a song on the ones and twos like you normally do.
Yes, ma'am. Drake, Rihanna, let's get it. Work, 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 work.
Okay, and we are back. X Mama and Pants Buck are interrupting right now, but we're going to get through this. Okay, so we are going to play a fashion game. So, DJ J Prince, would you rather, which style would you prefer? Fetty Wap style or J. Cole style? DJ J Prince.
Excuse me?
Not paying attention, DJ J Prince. Okay, which style would you prefer? Fetty Wap style or J. Cole style, and why?
I pick Fetty Wap because he has a better style, in my opinion, and because I like his shoes. J. Cole, I mean, I can't say that his shoes suck. It's just he be wearing, like, red bottoms and not, like, the heels, but the shoes. And, like, I don't do that. I do Jordans and Nikes and things like that.
Okay, DJ J Prince, would you rather prefer Nick Cannon style or Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart.
Why you pick Kevin?
Because, like I said, Nick Cannon wears famous shoes, and I don't do famous shoes.
So you do the shoes that are trending now that people could easily buy, and not being kind of new, unique. Not to degrade your answer, though.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, DJ J Prince, do you have some for me?
Yes. Would you have Mariah Carey or Zendaya?
Oh, this question is very prior to this because I was telling my cousin the other day when we were discussing the show specifically, I would talk about Zendaya on the show because I like her style. Zendaya, I feel that she kind of, like, we kind of go hand in hand on style and things like that. I agree on her style and things like that. Like, she can go girly, but then she can go kind of boy dressed down and things like that. Mariah, I like Mariah Carey. I don't really know her fashion, though. I don't really stay up to date with hers that much. But I know she wears dresses and things like that. But she be rocking it, you know what I'm saying? Boo-boo. But, no, I would pick Zendaya.
So you're saying she's, like, older than Zendaya's style?
Not at all, DJ J Prince. I said that she wears dresses and things like that. And if y'all know me, I don't really like to wear dresses and things like that because I don't like show my legs because when I was really little, as I told y'all before, I was a tomboy, so my legs are kind of marked up a bit. But they got better over the years. But still, I like wearing pants and things like that. So I would go with Zendaya.
Okay, okay. I have one more. Would you rather... Let me think. Would you rather have, it's hard, Selena Gomez or, Selena Gomez or Taylor Swift?
I would probably pick Selena. I was a big fan of hers when I was little, but she is gorgeous to me, but not just on the looks. Her fashion sense is really good. Like, she could kind of pull off a kind of Kim look, and that is good, and I think that's kind of good, and things like that I would want to wear, like how she does the little vest, the vest thing, right? And it's like a blazer with pants and things like that. And it's just, she can rock things. Taylor, I don't really think my style will be like hers because she kind of got like a country feel, but she kind of breaking out of that now. But I would go with Selena. Okay, now we are going to talk about gender fluid dressing. Y'all probably don't know what that is, so let me splash into it. My cousin, as I told y'all before, kind of helped me on this show.
and she helped me figure it out and things like this. And this is a topic she gave me, gender fluid dressing, because it has something to do about style and things like that. So y'all know how Young Thug and Jaden Smith, people are calling them gay because they dress like girls, right? Right, DJ J Prince?
Yeah, but Young Thug is gay.
Okay. Ask Mama and DJ J Prince. Okay, so you know, Jaden Smith and Young Thug say that if girls can dress like boys, why can't we dress like girls? So I'm a kind of break that down for y'all. So Young Thug, as y'all know, paints his nails. He paints his nails, and he paints them, like, I don't know if y'all saw it, but in a video, he painted them pink or whatever, and he kind of, you know, got that little feel when people start calling him gay because of it and things he say in his lyrics, but we're not going to get into that today. But Jaden Smith said that the same thing, but somewhat the same thing, but he wears skirts and things like that now, because y'all remember he used to dress like a boy, but now he kind of dresses like a girl. And when I saw that, I was like, he kind of dresses like his sister. And I didn't agree with that too much, but then when they kind of put it in a way about, you know, girls dressing like boys and people thinking it's cute, but when boys dress like girls, they don't think it's cute and they think it's gay. Because y'all know Tiana Taylor, she used to dress like a boy and things like that, and they used to say it was cute, but now she's going into the girl field, so she can do both. But boys say, why can't they do both? Do you agree with boys dressing like girls, DJ J Prince? Because we know you be doing some stuff, filling some of my shoes out my closet.
No, they be Jordan, so you can, like, calm that down, and you be stealing my shoes. So you want to talk about that? And no, I don't agree with that.
Why don't you agree with it, DJ J Prince? Kind of tell us your spiel.
Because, say, you're a boy, and if you're a famous guy, or even if you're not famous, you're famous in your family. If you dress like a girl and wearing skirts, wearing girl shoes, their crop tops, or whatever you're wearing, why would you do that if you're a boy? Like, what type of example are you setting for the young men?
Right, I kind of agree with that as well. Yeah, because, you know, girls, they weren't
Can you watch your brother
that
have a skirt on?
Can DJ J Prince and X Mama quiet it down, please? Quiet it down. Thank you. Anyways, back to me. When my cousin was giving me this topic and things like that, my first thought was, no, why would a dude do that and dress like a sissy? It's not okay. But then when they said that girls do it, why can't boys do it? So why can't we be equal? Then it kind of got me thinking, I can't say no to a girl, to a boy, but then say no to a girl doing it. So then with me, I did not think it's okay personally, but then it's like unequality if I say a girl can dress like a boy. Then it kind of makes you seem like a dyke type stuff. And, you know, dykes, they're gay. And ask Mama, what is this? No, not your turn.
Keep going.
Anyway, so, yes, y'all hear Ask Mama in the background trying to get in, trying to steal the spotlight. Ask Mama, not everything's about you. Okay, back to me. But, yeah, so, I don't know. I would say no to Justin, like, a girl for a boy, because, you know, in today's society, everything is judged. If you're in the public eye, everything will be judged about you. So you can't do certain things when you're famous. Even if you want to do it, you can't do it because they will get us off a bad impression and you'll probably lose some fans and things like that, and that's not what you're trying to do. But it's things you got to do and sacrifice to be in the public eye. Basically what I'm saying. So I don't agree with it. But, Pants Box, you got something to say about it?
Absolutely. I've taken some notes. So
it's called cross-dressing, right? Or
yes, cross-dressing.
Cross-dressing or gendered fluid dressing. Now, we want to go back to the tomboy and then the guys doing what they're doing now. Now, if you look into reality right now, a lot of things are open because they are exposed to us. Now, if Jaden or someone who is heterosexual, if they dress in a skirt, I feel like they're making a statement. So my first note was, if you poppin', you do what you want to do, right? Is Jaden Smith poppin'? Is he poppin'? Does his name pop? Who are his parents? Does it pop? It does not matter what it is. So if he gets in the skirt, the name Smith is going to be popping. So now you're bringing notoriety to the family. Now, if he's doing this because he wants to or he like it, like you said, it's a sacrifice. But he's in the public eye. Just as if you are in swag radio, they may not see you, but one day they will. Tomorrow they may see you, and then probably could put a visual to what you are, what you do, and then come up with their own idea or suggestions or thoughts of you. Right? So, now, and like I said, it's making a statement. Now, girls wear sneakers and ties. I remember back in high school, I wore a whole full suit, three-piece, and it was my father's. It was a pants, it was a vest, it was a jacket, and I wore it with heels, and I got compliments the whole day. Now, I did that because that was the trend. Now, could it be just a trend? Why does it have to be a statement? Why does it have to be gender? Why does it have to be questioned? Could it be just a trending topic and a trending something that we just want to bring notoriety to or something that we just want to bring exposure to? Because people do things for certain reasons. Like I said in the beginning, if you bring up Jaden Smith, cross-dressing or fluid, it's going to be the Smith name. You may look up Jaden, but you're going to go to the sister, the father, the mother. So then you're past that. So, because it gets very complex and gets into it, right? Now, guys wear pink because they're confident, right? Some guys wear, and they're heterosexual, they wear pink. Now, when you go back to say that Nina took your shoe or Nina, you, Poppy took your shoes, okay, it may be a color that he has in him, but he's confident in the man that he is. Poppy is DJ J Prince. I'm sorry. That's my love language to him. DJ J Prince, everyone. He may, if he do, it's probably something in his outfit. It doesn't define who the man he is and the character and who he stands for. Just as if you was to get into sneakers. So then when you went to, what was the young lady's name? Tierra? Tierra? What was the name?
Kiara Taylor.
Oh, my God, her voice.
Tiana.
Tiana Taylor. Yes, she just had a baby, and she's phenomenal. She's sexy and all that, but if she dresses in boys' clothes, that's because that would made her happy at that time. But then guess what? It made a statement, cause, and maybe she could have thrived on that and brought notoriety to herself, and now she's a feminine. Do you understand what I'm saying? Can I get a yes?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay, great. No, absolutely. We want to agree to disagree because I am confident in what I'm saying. So, like I said, when guys wear pink, they're confident. And it does, however, and this is the end of my statement, and I'm going to pass over to DJ J Prince.
Ask Mama.
Boring eye. Or ask Mama. So this is what I'm going to end with. It does, however, send mixed messages. So it actually boils down to who you are, how much time you want to tell people who you are, if you want to wear what you want to wear. But in all actuality, if you study the history of fashion, it's about individuality. Period.
All righty.
Wax Mama come in with hers. Let's bring you back. So fashion defines who you are.
I agree.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now when we're talking about women dressing like guys and guys dressing like women, well, my opinion is that are the women actually, when you say they're dressing like guys, is the designer actually made for the woman? The pants are just bigger? Because Aaliyah was known for dressing tomboys, but she was wearing girls' clothes. So the designer intended it for it to be for women. It was just made bigger. So when you say, are they actually dressing like guys, is it they're wearing their pants bigger or they're actually wearing men's clothing? I think you should dress, if the designer had a vision for a woman in it, it could be based on her shapes, based on her curves, based on the woman's outlook. So I think you should stay with what the designer had it for. If the designer wanted men to be in the apparel, they would have made it for men or they would have made it unisex. So going back to that, my thing is no. A guy in a skirt, absolutely not. Abso-freaking-lutely not. Okay? I'm going to call you gay or anything else to begin with. I don't think that's an expression. I don't think that's a good example of a man, because men provide – I can hear you guys. Y'all know that, right? Men provide masculine things. And a dress is just not masculine. When a woman is wearing, like Pansbox said, she wore a suit to recognize power, because men, the alpha male, is always power. So women try to mimic senses of power. That's why certain songs you sing, because they empower you. And I think women actually did the same thing. You know, you had Janet Jackson with Rhythm Nation. You had Madonna when they were wearing suits and stuff. That was to enhance power. It wasn't just them just cross-dressing. It was, hey, this is representative of power, so I want to be more powerful. So they were doing that to get more attention based on the time. So I don't necessarily agree with the time that we're in now. If you went back in the biblical days, you did have men that wear dresses, but they wasn't called dresses. They wasn't skirts. They didn't say skirt on there. It was the design that it was made, and it was made for male. So I'm going to say whatever the designer has it designed for, if it says women only wear it, if it says men only, men wear it. That's going to be my telepathy of it. And Princess Nina, if you bring any man in here, tell me he going to date you and he got on the skirt, he can get on out of here. Okay? DJ J Prince, do you have anything to add?
No, but you wouldn't find me walking around
that's
with a skirt
my,
on.
That's my voice.
Okay, now we are going to talk about a fashion hairstyle, the man buns. This was actually inspired by my cousin as well. She gave me this topic. She's very helpful on the show. So it was, wait, you guys. Okay, so it was, you know how Chris Brown, August Alsina, and I think it was Omarion are wearing the man buns or whatever. Do y'all think that is gay or fashion? When I asked Pants Box, she said that she thought it was actually pretty what?
About what? The men's fashion? The fluid? It's all about...
No, the man buns.
The men buns? Men buns? Wait a minute. Are we talking about football men buns? Men
no.
buns. Oh, the men. I love the men buns. Hello, I am a hairstylist. And I love the men buns. Because you know what? Why I actually like the men buns? I saw it in not my culture, not African-American or African whatever descent. I saw it from different nationalities, and they wear it with confidence. And that's the only reason why I look at it, because if you look, when you look at things from a perspective of maybe how you feel or however you look at things or what have you been exposed to. You know, it could be something about your parent. Like, this is how mom, ex-mom was over here telling a DJ J Prince, yeah, go, son, you're not going to wear a skirt. Absolutely. But then it could be another parent encouraging or something like, yeah, baby, that's the quilt, you know, whatever. They put a whole other name to it and they make sense of it. So the man bun, I think it's a cultural thing. Men with dreads, they put their hair in different styles, and I think it's all accepted in the African-American or Jamaican or whatever community that they wear locks. I may say, and with people with long hair in their nationality, they grow their hair. So some men grow their hair, and they don't look at it as a feminine thing. So when a man bun is up there, if you look cultural, like in the Arabic, they have buns. They even make them out of cloth. They wrap it around. They twist it. They wrap it around again, and they form it into a bun on top of their head. So if it's a man's, see, now that's, now let's think about it. Now that I'm thinking about it, that may be something cultural, and it may be on status. Because if it, even if you think about the Egyptians and how different dress and how your hair makeup puts you on different pedestals and status, it could be the same way with men buns. So that's that. And that on men buns. I hope y'all got that. And if you have any questions, I will recap on the next show.
Okay, and we are back. I think DJ J Prince has something to say about the man buns. What is it, DJ?
Nothing.
Okay. So let's bring it back into the fashion. So we agree here at Swag Radio with man buns. Yes or no, you guys?
Yes.
No.
Yay.
Possibly.
As mama with these hard judgments.
So we have two yay, one no, and possibly.
Okay, ex mama, you know my dad has hair, a lot of hair. Do you agree with a lot of hair? Because remember, he had a lot of hair.
I agree with him because his head is big and he needs hair to deflect from his big head. So, yes, with him, I agree.
Oh, hater on my dad. Shout out to my dad.
Wherever
okay.
you are.
Okay, so DJ J Prince.
Why don't you agree? No buns.
Because girl does buns.
Okay, I kind of see your point. Okay, DJ J Prince, but let's not remember when you said you wanted long hair. Did you agree with that then? What were you going to do with the hair when you got it?
I never said I wanted long hair. I said I wanted curly hair. And Mama said, unless, and asked Mama said for me to grow, I had to grow my hair, and it has to be long enough for it to curl up.
Okay, DJ J Prince, you were really little when you said that. We may have, I might remember.
But buns and long hair is too different. Buns is the type of style. Long hair is the length. That's two different issues. Men can have hair, but we're talking about how they style their hair.
Not necessarily, because if you have long hair, what are you going to do with it? Just leave it down?
Yeah,
there's,
you can braid it.
That you can,
you
do.
Can put it in a ponytail.
You can braid it into a bun. That's what Mario
You don't
I
have
mean.
To put it into a bun.
Well, basically, if I put my hair in a ponytail and it's kind of long and I wrap it around, that's a bun. If I put it in a ponytail and it's, like, hooped around, that's a bun.
Possibly, depending on how you look at it.
Okay. But anyways, so we have one no from DJ J Prince, two yes from me and Pan's Box, and one possibly from X Mama. Wait,
are
from
we
the possibly
talk about makeup?
From the possibly, do you mean like they can wear at certain times, or what do you mean by possibly?
I mean, yes. If they're in the house and they're in the shower, maybe they put their hair up at the top. Maybe they were getting a lining, so they had to move their hair up. Maybe something happened, you know, I don't know. But I don't think it should be a style every day that they just, you know, go have their hair up in the bun. I think, you know, the hair up in the bun, skirts, is just representing too much of the feminine personality and characteristics.
Okay, I kind of see your feel. But last night, remember, I asked Mama, when I say buns, you're probably thinking of the real girly ones that
yeah.
the girls wear. Yeah, no, I'm not necessarily talking about that. If I probably should have shown you some pics of the man
yeah.
buns before the show. Sorry for my absence on that. But if you were to see them, it will probably give off. It's not exactly like the girl hair buns up with the weave.
Okay.
No, it's not like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what I was
yeah.
thinking.
Yeah, it's where Marion, he cut his hair on the sides and kind of braided it, and it was just a small bun on the top. And if you know him, he's very handsome and things like that. But I will probably
show you some pictures after the show, and you will probably change your mind.
Well, I guess it depends on what type of bun.
Yeah.
If it looks feminine or masculine.
Okay, DJ J Prince, please play us a song on the ones and twos. I know we haven't gave y'all any music for a while, but let's get it.
What song are you going to play, DJ?
I'm going to play The Weeknd right now. Then when we come back, I'm going to play by Teyana Taylor, Do Not Disturb. Taylor.
Just type, girl, I've been ducking left and right. Baby, you're no good. Cause I fell for you, I fell for you, I fell for you.
But now let's bring it back to the fashion. Okay, Kylie Jenner. As y'all know, Kylie Jenner has, I'm not going to say that been trying to act like us, but Kylie Jenner dresses in black women's style and things like that, and she wears our hairstyles and things like that. As my cousin told me, she told me that Kylie Jenner was wearing our hair texture, and it was like the nice smooth with hers, and then it was a different type of texture with her hair when she tried to wear it in a ponytail. So, cousin's gonna tell us some do's and don'ts for hair and things like that, and makeup and things like that. But also, Kylie Jenner kind of copies, or I'm not gonna say copies, but kind of no, because that's kind of copying. She also wears our clothing and things like that, as y'all noticed on our pictures and things like that. But we just wanted to give y'all one of the famous people out there that kind of dresses in the black culture style and things like that, as we wear, and trends and things like that, urban style that we wear. And she actually got her ideas and things like that from Heather Sanders, which is her best friend's sister, as my cousin told me. And now we are going to go into, are you basic or a trendsetter? What is a trendsetter to you, DJ J Prince?
I don't know.
What is a trendsetter to you then?
I don't know what a trendsetter is.
Okay, what is a trend?
I don't know.
You just told us what a trend is. What is a trend, DJ J?
Something that's hot.
Okay, so if you're a trendsetter, kind of put it together.
You're hot.
Okay, so what is basic to you?
Basic is somebody like you. Okay, basic is, I don't know, lame.
No, you do what everybody else does. Okay, DJ J Prince was being a little difficult for us, but now a trendsetter to me is somebody who sets a trend. They kind of create a trend. And a basic person is a person who goes with the flow of everybody, and they don't actually establish anything. They're just there. They do the same thing as the trend is. You don't set the trend. You copy the trend. Okay, now we're going to give y'all if you're basic, you blah, blah, blah. If you're a trendsetter, you blah, blah, blah. So let's go. Okay, you're basic if when you go into the mall, you get the exact same thing off the mannequin. Do you agree, DJ J Prince?
Yes.
Okay, you're basic if you wear the same outfit to two or more different events in a month. What do you think, DJ J Prince?
Yes.
Okay, you're basic if you're wearing the same outfit because it's cute or not enough people saw you in it. Do you agree, DJ J Prince? Can I get a hello?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, you're basic if you wear the same hairstyle every day. And I'm talking about the ponytail, hair on a ponytail type stuff. You're basic if when you go, you're basic if you got one pair of heels, one pair of sandals, and one pair of gym shoes. You're basic if you look like Kylie Jenner or Kim Kardashian, and if you're going out with your girlfriend and y'all look the exact same way. Y'all know what I'm talking about, that long hair with the, what do they call it, filled-in eyebrows, got the poofed-up lips and things like that. Okay, you're a trendsetter if when you go to the mall, you buy two different pieces of clothes from different stores and put them together. You're a trendsetter if you can make something out of nothing. You're a trendsetter if the next day people are wearing the exact same thing you were. You're a trendsetter if you always have people copying you because you pop it. You know what Future said, you do what you want when you pop it. Hello. Okay, so now we are going to get some fashion tips and things like that. Ask Mama has some things to say on makeup. So, Ask Mama. Hold on. Wait for Ask Mama.
Then, oh, you want this mic. Okay. What are we discussing? Eye makeup and fashion? Okay, well,
And you all know I do not agree with the boys looking like the girls. But however, Prince used to wear makeup. Do we remember Michael Jackson had makeup, Prince had makeup, and I totally agree with their makeup. Why? You said you wanted me to talk about makeup and guys.
No, I said
Oh, I just can't get over this. How do you guys think this is right? Okay. Makeup tips for women? I really don't have any makeup tips for women. I just want women to actually try to do something with their face, okay? If you put on shadow, please finish the product, okay?
Ex-mama, she's the one who spent over an hour in the bathroom doing her makeup.
Exactly, and that's my point. If you're going to attempt to do anything, do your whole face. I hate to see people with half-done face. I don't wear makeup, but you got on eyeshadow. I don't wear makeup, but you got on eyeliner. Let's do the complete, invest into everything. Invest into the right brushes, invest into the concealer, the setting powder. Invest into everything. If you're going to do it, don't have do anything. Do it completely. Makeup, we know. We see people on TV, their makeup be on fleek. Seeing with that makeup off, they look like a whole different person.
But we know they got them stylists for them.
Yeah, everybody, you know, some people are blessed like me. That you don't need makeup. And others, you know, there is a MAC store for you. You know, everybody ain't able. Just know your lane and know what where you are. Some people, makeup can enhance them. Others, it can hurt them. When I first started doing my makeup, more people liked me better without makeup than the makeup because I wasn't having the right person applying the makeup. So it wasn't giving me that clean look. It was giving me more of a dramatic look. So that plays a factor with makeup, too. How you're applying it can give you a different look. But I think Pansbox, since her sister does makeup, and she does makeup, will probably have more suggestions or tips about makeup. I can only refer you to MAC because that's the only product that I use. And it's just because I didn't originally know how to do makeup. And when you have a cheaper product, you have to really know how to apply that. You know, like I have friends that can go to the beauty supply store and they makeup look the bomb. Like they went to MAC or somewhere else and they have it, but that's because they know what they're doing. They actually know how to apply it and things of that nature. So I really don't have any makeup per se tips besides put some on, okay? Pansbox may have some, so maybe we should pass it to Pansbox.
Okay, Pansbox, you're up.
Well, I have very simple tips on makeup. You actually have to first start out with, like Ex-Mama said, you know, she's blessed with a nice skin. But anyone can actually, if you do not know, our skin and our body properties are made up very differently. What we intake, it actually affects us, and it does come out sometimes in our pores. So then when it comes to acne and all that, we just have to find the right product to first take care of that. So once you get into skin and care, and that's what I've learned with April Ivory Luxurious Skin Care, that is my sister, and she has educated me on skin care first and foremost for makeup, and then, you know, taking care of your skin is going to be a smooth baby. I'm going to put you, this is a picture of what your skin should be like before you apply makeup. And this is what every woman should achieve to or get close to. And there are a lot of products, definitely. There's dermatologists out there or and there's aesthetics that can help you that will learn and take the time to dissect the properties of your skin. But you want your face to feel like a baby's.
Bye.
A-S-S, okay? Everyone knows how to spell, and I'm trying to be proper and discreet at the same time. But it should feel as that. It should look as that. And if not, it could get close to that. You just have to find the right products and get with a dermatologist and a chemist that's going to find the right properties. And then once you apply or go to a master class, trust and believe. In the master class, they do give you tips on how to start from beginning to start with powders, foundations, what you would need for oil control. Because if you are a person with acne, you can't wear the same makeup as another person. And that's a problem that we have. You can go to the same counter, and they have two different products or three that will cater to their customers. So I can't tell you to go to MAC and get my product, because your skin and your sebaceous glands, all of that, and the properties in your skin may not line up, but MAC may have one. And that's another key factor to just boil it down. Get with the right person that knows skin, makeup, and photography. Because, baby, if you got a picture-perfect makeup outlook, you got the perfect artist. Keisha Roper, hey, all dreams come true, and they never expire. That's it.
Okay, we both thank X Mama and Pants Box for telling us their insight on makeup and things like that. Okay, my cousin, I would play her clip or her thing that she had to say about makeup. She had some great points and things like that that she said. And shout out to her. I really appreciate her helping with the show. She does a lot, and I thank her and appreciate her. But anyway, she's had a lot of things to say about this topic and things like that, about makeup and things like that. But sadly, the clip that she sent me is not working on the show, and it's, yeah, it can't be played. But, okay, so she basically was saying that girls who have different body features and things like that in the summer, for our summer tips, if you are, I'm not going to say fat because that's a rude term, but if you know you're really, really, really thick, then don't go out and wear some tights or wear something that's extra tight, crop tops and things like that. Do not go out and wear that. Boo-boo, it is not for you. No, that's not what we want. You need to wear what fits with your body. If your body, like skinny people, they can go out and wear some tights and things like that because it matches with their curves. But if you know you're really chunky and things like that, do not go and wear it, boo-boo. It does not look cute. Hello. Okay, so those are some things and points and things like that we wanted to wrap up on the show. And now we're about to close out. Again, DJ J Prince, after DJ J Prince plays this song, we're going to wrap it up. DJ J Prince, please play a song for us. And then when we come back, we are going to wrap this up. DJ? Well, okay. DJ J Print.
Yeah. Miss Mulatto. Let them know. I just bought a Benz, someone would grain grip it. Pull up on you right now, anybody get it? You know where to find me, I'm the princess in my city. Nobody must be tripping, really rapping how I'm living. I'm on Pacific, be specific when you listen.
be tripping, really rapping how I'm living. I'm on Southside with it.
Now we are going to wrap up the show. We thank everybody that called in and supported us. And I give a special thanks to my cousin, Tatiana Jones. She was on the Valentine's Day special episode. But I give a special thanks to her. And also a special thanks to Pantsbox and X-Mama. Even though X-Mama was trying to steal the spotlight. But we give extra thanks to them. And all of the opinions we had on the show and things like that, please have people tune in, families and friends and things like that. And also, we gratefully appreciate everybody who tuned into our show. Happy Easter to everybody. And also, make sure y'all tune into Wednesday's show. We changing the shows to Wednesday instead of Tuesday. Sorry for that. Y'all probably didn't know about that. But instead of Tuesday, you guys, it is on Wednesday at 7 p.m. And we gratefully want y'all to tune into that. And we thank everybody that tuned in again. And happy Easter from the Swag Radio cast.
Hey, Prince.